Good morning, it's your girl Jen from Beauty by Jen, and I'm rocking with Cab 229 Radio. Get at me.
Yeah.
This shit right here is not a game, nigga.
Fat fucker.
Mr. 910.
My nigga though. JTF.
The RJ.
Lifestyle lane. JTF is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Y'all style lane, JTF is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out my lane, yeah.
Fuck y'all, yeah.
Walked in, I'm the man, feel it. Uncle Sam, push, loud band, feel it. Never land, no Peter Pan, nigga. Let's get this understood. Like, listen in school. Bitches, old news, like yesterday, paper. Peter going up, Mortal Kombat, Sega. I'm Alpha and Omega, A to W's the plan to get rich. Can't quit my sickness, spread the feet, chubby eat the lead and say,
lifestyle lane, JTF is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah.
Y'all style lane, JTF is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane. Get the fuck out my lane, nigga.
Wonder why the niggas is hating on me. Is it cause I'm hustling like Mac, I'm getting cheese. Unlike your lanes, I'm just doing me. Chubby eat the best, Lil Wayne, I'm me. Hater block is on, why you trying to beat me? Fuck what you say, cause nigga, you ain't me. Doing it since a young and now you trying to copy me. Swag on full, why you trying to sneak a pee? I don't understand, that's just how it be. I'm the new shit, y'all niggas last week. How you gonna talk like you on the bitch stream? All the shit you done, I did times three.
Chubby eat, fuck these niggas. Get your money up. Get red like ice, man. What the fuck?
Shout out to JTL, my niggas. Money game in the building. No worries. I love my haters.
Nigga, you ain't last night, catch up with me. Step in the kitchen, but can't stand the heat. FG money game, the best you'll see. Beat that, then I tell you, these niggas dear me. Hating on Chubby because the streets want me.
You know I fuck with you. The long way you get me high like. All day roll up the smoke, then she fucked me in the hallway. Guess what she said as she left? And take shoot, cause that lane, JTF is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Y'all style lane, JTF is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah.
Yo, this is your boy BJ the Best, man. We back again with a dope ass interview with the kid.
Okay.
And we came here to change the game. So Ken came to the show, you know what I'm saying? He got some new product, new stuff out on the line, you know what I'm saying? And I'm excited, you know what I'm saying, being a big supporter of him. And let's get into it. So, Ken, what's up?
Nothing much, man.
That's what's up, man.
One day at a time.
That's a fact, that's a fact. Yo, so what got you in the cab riding around with me?
What got you in the cab? What got me in the cab riding around with you?
Yeah.
Well, basically, you know, make jewelry or whatever. I've been on a spiritual journey for about, you know what I'm saying, almost a year and a half now.
Okay, okay, okay. And the spiritual journey.
Yeah.
I have too, you know what I'm saying? I know that you've been, you know, taking it and then building a business around it, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I just be spiritual and just be putting into, you know, the shit I got going on. But I have
been,
you know, created something that, you know, identify as me being spiritual. But I'm learning more from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As the journey, as you take this journey and walk. So let the people know something about you.
Well, you know, I was born in Georgia, raised in, you know what I'm saying, Fayetteville. You know what I'm saying? I'm from all over Fayetteville, really. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Savoy Heights, Evans Hill, Cattail Circle, you know, Montclair, all the way down 301, so, you know.
Yeah. And what have Fayetteville brought to the table for you as an entrepreneur?
As an entrepreneur? It's brought a lot. It's brought a lot. I've done many things concerning to, like, business-wise, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, we met in Kirby, so, you know what I'm saying? That's where it started from. It always started from Kirby. And, you know, Kirby wasn't, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't too bad for me, but, you know, it was just...
Yeah, Kirby is one of them business that it'll definitely show you what you made of when you ain't got shit.
I promise you. It's gone. You know what I'm saying? Pull some shit out of me. But yeah, Kirby, you know, I've learned a lot in, you know what I'm saying, to actually running the business and, you know, just being in a business mindset. So, you know, it basically started from there, and then I left from there, and then I started, you know, doing my own stuff. I started doing Lyft, Uber, and all that stuff. But, you know, in the midst of doing Lyft or Uber, you know, I had my own equipment and stuff like that. So I went around, you know what I'm saying, basically cleaning people's furnitures and, you know what I'm saying, cleaning people's cars out and, you know, cleaning people's carpet and everything, really. So, you know, mm-hmm. Fayetteville's has really, you know what I'm saying, taught me some things. Taught me some negative things and it taught me some positive things.
That's one thing I would like to elaborate on. You know, Fayetteville has been the place that, you know, it's been sparking these entrepreneur juices at a level where you gotta do it from square one more than, you know what I'm saying, having like platforms to help you, you know,
mm-hmm.
spur. But I definitely give Fayetteville that credit, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I did hear that we were, I don't know about now, but at one point we was number one in the most black business growth.
Yeah, damn sure was. I remember that.
And I thought that was interesting because it let us know, you know, especially during COVID and stuff, that, you know, we didn't know that we all was on this agenda. If that's the record, right? We didn't know that we was all on this agenda. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's very interesting. So you was an entrepreneur before you started doing jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And so where does transition come from then?
Into doing jewelry.
Or, you know, you say you was shampooing carpets,
yeah.
and you were doing Uber and Lyft,
mm-hmm.
and then what? So you said, fuck all that, let's go on the jewelry, or was it a process in between that?
It was definitely a process. You know, one thing about black people, you know, we go through a lot of depression. We got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, trauma that we had to live through. Because, you know, when we grew up, we didn't really have it like that. So, you know, depression for one. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, I had been going through depression for a minute. So it was like, you know, one day I decided to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go talk to a counselor or whatever. You know what I'm saying, talk to somebody. So, you know what I'm saying, I basically got an appointment with that. And I started, you know what I'm saying, going to my appointments and stuff. You know, the appointments was good, but I really didn't feel like it was really, you know what I'm saying, helping me as far as, like, you know what I'm saying. It's one thing to going to somebody to, you know what I'm saying, receive some help, but you still got to put in that work yourself, you know what I'm saying, in order for you to heal, you know what I'm saying, everything that you've been going through. So I stopped going to counseling or whatever, and I started I started on a spiritual journey. And the more and more I started getting into it, you know what I'm saying, the more knowledge I was, you know what I'm saying, basically seeking. So, you know, it was just like, it started out with me just going online, just looking at different type of stuff. And, you know, my ex, she was into crystals and all that stuff too. So she put me on with learning about crystals and stuff. So that's where it started. So basically I was, you know what I'm saying, I went to the store and I got a couple of crystals or whatever, you know what I'm saying, learned about the meaning, learned what they was there for and everything like that. So from that point, you know what I'm saying, I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying, I got a couple of crystals and stuff like that. So, you know, from that point, you know what I'm saying, it still took me a minute. It ain't just click, you know what I'm saying, saying, okay, I got it. So I just had to really do my own stuff. So, for me getting crystals, you know, I started looking, seeking, you know what I'm saying, more knowledge on spirituality and stuff. You know, we was all raised, you know what I'm saying, about, you know what I'm saying, the Holy Bible and all that stuff. But you know, certain times you just gotta seek out and, you know what I'm saying, get that information, get other, you know what I'm saying, sources that, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna help you or whatever. So once I started getting into crystals, I started learning more and more about chakras, you know, you got seven chakras and everything like that. So that's when I started, you know what I'm saying, seeking deep into, like, spirituality, because, you know, they mention, in a way, they kind of mention, you know what I'm saying, chakras and stuff like that with, you know what I'm saying, Christianity, but, you know, they put it in other words and shit like that. So,
let me ask you a question. So, when it comes to chakras, right?
Yeah.
How do we know we tapping into that? How do we know we are in each chakra?
How do you know that we are in line with each chakra?
Or using them, or in our highest thinking, or in our low vibration. How do we know, like, well, that's something that, okay, you know what's spiritual?
So, like, you know, when you got seven chakras, you got your root chakra, you got your sacral chakra, you got your solar plexus, and then you got your heart chakra, your throat chakra, and then you got your third eye chakra, and then you got your crown chakra. Okay, so it's like, you know what I'm saying, some people, you know, they vibrate, you know what I'm saying, they stay stuck in that root chakra. You know, taking in all that guilt and past trauma and, you know, just holding in a lot of negativity. So we just gotta basically, you know what I'm saying, open up each chakra so we can reach our higher self. So it's like, you know, with your root chakra or whatever, your root chakra is like your past trauma and guilt and all that stuff. And it's like, when you start with the chakras, you start with your root chakra. Once you clean out your root chakra, you move on to the solar plexus. I mean, you move on to the sacral chakra. And once you get to, like, the sacral chakra, you move up into, like, the solar plexus and stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, it's a lot of stuff that you have to do. It's like you gotta relive all the trauma, you know what I'm saying, that you've been through. And, you know, sometimes that shit's not easy. It's not easy at all. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, you work on your chakra one day, that shit
not like
gonna
playing
click.
Sports. Like, no, I'm trying it's work on my catch hand.
Right. It's not,
I know I got my catch hand, but I got to go and work on my lower,
right,
my,
right.
Layups.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So it's like,
but I'm not going to see it like that, though. I can't, you know.
You probably won't see it at first, but, you know what I'm saying, after a while, when you keep working on, you know what I'm saying, all your trauma and stuff like that, you know, you will start seeing the difference. And, you know what I'm saying, you got to work on your shadow work. Shadow work is, you know what I'm saying, basically everything that's happening in your life. Write down how you feel, you know what I'm saying, write down what you could have did better or anything like that. It's just basically, you know what I'm saying, it just takes some work to,
okay,
you know
okay,
what I'm saying,
okay,
get to that point. It's an everyday process.
Okay.
Yeah.
But once you turn it on, it don't go away. Not one of those type of things.
It's not like that. It's not like once you turn it on, because you can be vibrating, you know what I'm saying, real high, but it's like when you go on a spiritual journey, it's like when you start changing, you'll know the shit start working for you, because it's like the people that surround you, is you just don't look at them the same. You see what I'm saying? You realize, you know what I'm saying, the people that surround you has been making an impact in your life to keep you at a low vibrational state.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta cleanse. When you cleanse yourself, you cleanse it out everything that's around you.
That's attracted to that particular energy.
That's keeping you stuck in that root chakra. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. So with gathering this information and then starting to apply it, you know what I'm saying? So why you didn't stay just doing a regular business versus, you know, diamonds, dealing with the stones and things like that? Like,
well, for one, it's like, you know, everybody is really put here for a reason. Some people is put here to help others. Some people was put here to heal others. It's just like, you know what I'm saying, you got to find out, you got to figure out the reason that you was here. You see what I'm saying? So with me, I feel like I was here to help and to heal people. You know what I'm saying? Give them knowledge on, you know what I'm saying, different type of spirituality. And you know, it's like, I like running my own business. I don't like working for nobody. You know, and that's going back to Kirby, that's kind of what Kirby taught me. It's like, I don't want no regular job. You see what I'm saying? I want a business. I want to run my own business. I want to move the way I want to move. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the answer to, you know what I'm saying, to somebody tell me when I can go to the bathroom and when I can't, you know what I'm saying, go to the bathroom. So, you know what I'm saying? So, me being in like a business mindset, you know, and me being on this new spiritual journey, me not doing some of the same stuff that I was doing years ago, I had to put them two together and make up a business. Okay. You see what I'm saying? I had to come up with a business or whatever. So, it's like, yeah, I just took that, started working on myself, and I was like, damn, I could really do this. So like, the people that's around you, they gonna start seeing the difference too. They definitely gonna start seeing the difference too. So it's like, some of them, they gonna ask you questions like, damn, like what's going on? It's like, you know what I'm saying, I see you uplifted and everything, but you gonna have the negative people that's gonna come in your life and be like, damn, you not the same no more. Like, yeah, like you don't drink with me no more and stuff like that. You know, that's low vibrational shit. So it's like,
is it low vibrational when you get mad at somebody because they don't do that, or is it low vibrational if we go out, I'm drinking, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And is it because I said that you don't do this no more when it's low vibrational, or is it just because, or is it still high vibrational if both of us can be around each other, even though our energy are still, you know? So I say, like, right, I smoke, you don't, right? Cool. Does it mean that we still don't vibrate high, or is it when I sit here and go, man, you don't ride with me, you don't go, you know, breaking houses no more? When I get mad at you for it?
Definitely not breaking the house, because that's you know what I'm saying, you kind of like contradicting yourself with the time, because you got to realize, you know what I'm saying, karma is everything.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And that's why you got to watch the people that you're around, because, you know, it's the influence, like, you know what I'm saying? Smoking-wise, like smoking marijuana or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you do, especially me. Let me rephrase that. Like, do what you do. If it works for you, if it works for you. But, you know, as far as like marijuana and stuff, I don't look at that as far as like being a bad influence. Because, you know, when it comes to marijuana, you know what I'm saying, it helps people. You know what I'm saying?
So, but how about marijuana?
It depends on how you use it. If you're abusing it, then yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know what I'm saying? If you.
I'm talking about like the actions with. So, yeah, I do smoke marijuana, but it's two ways to look at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Smoke marijuana and I don't do shit, but lay around the house all day.
Exactly.
I smoke marijuana, I'm still productive. When do it deal with frequency at that point? Like, you don't want to be at this frequency no more when I'm at the house just bullshitting around. Not say that we just on a regular day, but like, I'm your cousin.
Right.
And I smoke weed and I be hollering about, you know, raising my vibration or doing something good, but the only thing I do is sit around and do shit. So yeah, that'll be more of the low vibration.
I mean, if you just sitting around not doing shit, that's very low vibration. Because right. that's not where I'm trying to be.
Right.
That's not motivating me to go out to, you know what I'm saying, hey, I still need to go out and, you know what I'm saying, talk to this person and make sure their mindset is straight. If it's doing anything that's knocking me off my path of where I'm trying to be, that's right. low vibration.
Okay.
Yeah, that's low vibration.
Okay. So what is the name of the business?
It's called Divine Time at 1111.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what made you choose them numbers? Mm-hmm. And what made you choose that name?
Okay, Divine Time. So, like, this is the thing about, man, let me tell you something. This is the thing about, you know what I'm saying, manifestation and everything like that. When you, you know what I'm saying, manifest something and you set your intentions on anything, like, whatever you ask the universe or, you know what I'm saying, the Most High, whatever, you know what I'm saying, you want to call it, whatever you ask him, he going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, me working on my chakras, me meditating and doing all that stuff, I was like, I ask you that you know what I'm saying, remove anybody that's, you know what I'm saying, that's not doing me any good in my life or whatever. And I ask that you know what I'm saying, allow me to meet other people that's trying to be in the same lane that I'm trying to be in. So it was just like, you know what I'm saying, I said that, and then the next thing I know, I started meeting more people that was into the same stuff that I was into. So it was like me doing the taxi and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when I don't have like a ride or whatever, I like to go downtown and go to the crystal shop and stuff like that. And one day I went down to the crystal shop and you know, they was having like some type of sales and I went down there to pick up some crystals or whatever. When I walked out, this lady commented on my, you know what I'm saying, aunt piece. So it was just like, she was like, where you know what I'm saying, get your aunt piece from and stuff like that. And then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I made it or whatever. She was like, you made it? She was like, I thought it was a, you know what I'm saying, a piece that was attached to your shirt or something. I was like, nah, no ma'am. I was like, yeah, I made it. So like, then come to find out, she do jewelry and stuff. She make like necklaces and, you know what I'm saying, all types of spiritual stuff. So it was just like, you know, then once I started hanging with her, and she's an older lady, she's a sweet lady, she's a lovely lady. When I started hanging with her and talking to her and stuff like that, she was like, man, you need to make this a business or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna definitely do it. So she just kept asking me, what's my business name? I was like, I don't know, I'm gonna let it come to me. I don't wanna rush it, I don't wanna do none of that stuff. So it was like the more and more I was thinking, I was like, damn, I just started making jewelry and all that. I just started making jewelry and, you know what I'm saying, I manifested people coming into my life, and this lady keep asking me what's my business name. So the only thing that came to my mind, it was Divine Timing. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I just kept thinking, I was like, damn, I said, like, I was gonna let it come to me. So it was just like, it was just matched up perfect. Divine Timing, 1111. Now, the 1111, 1111 is like numerology.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You know about angel numbers.
So I'm thinking November, I'm thinking, what, November 11th?
You can look at it that way, but no. Okay. 1111, and it's like, So it's like that's a good way. See, that's a good way of thinking it though, because like you're using your brain, and, you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff. We'll go into that later on. But my master number is like, you got a life path number, then you got a master number or whatever. Some people don't have master numbers or whatever. Some people just got a flat out life path. The master numbers are 11, 30. 11, 22, and 33. You see what I'm saying? And then like the regular angel numbers is just go from 1 to 9. You see what I'm saying? So when I did the math and stuff like that, my angel number was 11. And like my life path number was a 2. So it's just like one day it's like kept seeing these numbers and stuff like that. 1111, 222, and sometimes it'd be 999. So it's just like that's why I just threw in the 1111 at the end or
Okay, and can you explain to the audience how to spell this exactly so they'll know if they decide to type it in that they spell it?
Divine Timing?
At the wrong, like, you know how people spell things differently.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, Divine Timing, that's D-I-V-I-N-E. It's D-I-V-I-N-E-T-I-M-I-N-G. And then 1111 dot 1111.
Y'all hear that. So you got the concept.
Mm-hmm.
You knew where you were gonna go, and a little birdie came and told you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So with all that gumbo, that ingredients, so when do the cooking process start? As in, you going from, I got my stones,
mm-hmm.
I got the idea,
mm-hmm.
I'm starting to build a team.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to put this thing to play.
Right.
So when did you put it together and then start going out to go do entrepreneurship with it at that point?
So it was just like, it was basically basically getting out and mingling. Because, you know, for a while, you know what I'm saying, I was stuck in my hermit phase. So it's like I didn't really want to go out like that. I didn't really want to do nothing. I didn't want to go out to a club, and I ain't really club like that anyway. But I ain't want to go out to no bars. I ain't really want to hang out with friends and none of that. So because, you know, it's a process. It's a process. So, you know, I just, it came to the time where I needed to start going back out and, you know what I'm saying, stop staying in the house all the time. The only time I ever went out was when I was going to work and I'd come home and I'd, you know what I'm saying, be back on the spiritual stuff. So it was just like, I started going out and I started mingling and I started just meeting different people. And, you know, like, they ask me what I do and I tell them I do a couple things, and then I show them my jewelry, and then I show them, like, videos and stuff, all the stuff that I made. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just like them complimenting all my stuff. They're like, damn, you should really do something with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically where it came from, just getting out, mingling, and showing people about, you know what I'm saying, what you do. Because, you know, I wasn't never really a big jewelry fan as far as, like, buying gold and diamonds and stuff like that. But, I did wear, you know what I'm saying, a little jewelry, but me going out and actually wearing my own jewelry, it feels good to hear people, like, compliment you and stuff like that. And that just lets you know, man, you need to, you know what I'm saying, get out and, you know what I'm saying, do something.
Tap in.
Yeah, tap in and open up a business and start helping people out.
That's right.
That's why I say it goes back to, you know what I'm saying, knowing what your calling is. As soon as you figure out your calling, you need to execute it. Get to work and start, you know what I'm saying, executing. That's how, you know what I'm saying, came about the Divine Timing 1111.
Okay. So you got it together, you out and about, you promoting it, you know what I'm saying, building this huge following, and it's definitely dope because, like I said, I'm into this stuff, but I don't dive into it to the point of knowing everything about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But eventually I know that, you know, every time I learn like one stone, I end up learning two stones.
Right.
So, for anybody who's like, hey, you know, I've been around these stones and I think, you know, I want to understand what this is about and then I want to get into a business of it. What would you tell that young hustler or that young woman hustler? A hustler is a hustler. What would you tell them to do?
First of all, I wouldn't just recommend just jumping into it.
They did their work though.
After they did all their work.
Yeah.
If that's what your calling is, get to it. You know what I'm saying? Follow your mind. Don't listen to the negative people, because you know when you start doing stuff like this, like a whole bunch of negativity is gonna start, you know what I'm saying, trying to come to your way. But if you know, you know what I'm saying, you really know your stones and stuff like that, you can block all that stuff out.
And these stones actually give you the same power as platinum and gold do, right? It's funny to me that you can put on a gold chain and I feel successful. Well, I'm broke. Like, if I go get a gold, that gold medal.
It's the same thing, but it's just like a lower vibration. It's diamond is an actual stone, but it's a lower vibration. You see,
but why does that give me some type of power out of nowhere though? Like, how can that rock, if I put a diamond right here, how do I feel like I'm dripped out in Drippermania for some odd reason?
That's what everybody, that's what.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because I thought about that with different stones, right?
Right.
I was like, it's amazing that I can put on some gold right now. Mm-hmm. Gold it out. And I feel a difference, like my pinky step out, you know what I mean? How does that metal give us that type of energy, but then, like, we can't go, and not say that these, rock, these stones don't give us the same energy, but it's like, I thought it was interesting, like, what about that metal? Besides the fact that we grew up, you know what I'm saying, it's still something about that stump, that metal, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, just because he got it going on, I could be by myself and put a gold chain on and feel like I got down and change my whole walk.
You know why? Because music videos, the hip-hop energy, industry, that's what they got. They got chains, they got, you know what I'm saying, gold, they be flossing, they be stunting, holding out money and stuff like that. But, you know, it's different when you working with crystals.
So I can't hold a bunch of pennies in my hand and feel like I'm rich?
A whole bunch of pennies. One, pennies are made out of copper, and copper is good for you health-wise. You see, I wrap these chains.
That's all I'm asking, right?
I wrap these up like copper. But nah, it's like,
like, why do I feel richer with a bunch of green dollars? Even though this is mindset, you know, grew up like this, but I'm just speaking like, because it's metal, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, why that, like, if I had a block of gold and a bunch of pennies, why do this copper don't feel like I'm rich more than this block of gold do? And I can't spend neither one of them at the moment. You know, well, I can actually spend the pennies faster than I can spend this block of gold, even though this block of gold is worth money. You know what I'm saying? But for some odd reason, this energy from this rock or this metal or whatever the case is, makes, let's forget TV and all that, right? Let's just be like, yo, that rock do or that metal do makes me feel like I'm stunting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me feel like I'm stunting. It's, I don't give a fuck if the gold is wrapped in a chain. It could be some, this is bunch of gold, just scrap metal, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel richer. Or, but you see what I mean by that, right? In my mind, I feel richer just having gold, you know what I'm saying? Then, if I have a bunch of pennies, I can have a pinky bank with 1,000 pennies in that motherfucker, and right. The copper is a conductor, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna get the gold, and it makes me feel good if I put, it can be on the stream, but the block right here, and I can still, like, I can still talk more shit than an average Joe with a metal hanging on 25 karat worth of gold. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's nothing wrong with rocking gold, and nothing wrong with rocking like diamonds and stuff. Like, but what are you doing it for? That's the big thing. What are you doing it for? What are you using it for?
But if I find another rock that can give me the same energy, then like ruby. Ruby give out a certain energy, don't you? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Why do new rocks energy give out? It makes you change up your vibe. You know what I'm saying? If you got some rubies or some pearls, that energy for some odd reason can make you change your energy. Like, you know, like if I'm not mistaken, it's a certain stone that can make you.
Yeah.
It can, you know, heal you, right? You put a certain stone and you be like, man, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? But if I put it on my neck, it doesn't make me feel, you know, like how gold or diamond or platinum would make me feel, but this rock can pull, you know, minerals or whatever the case may be. And I always thought that was interesting, because I'm like, so is it more gold that can make you feel like that too? You know, I mean, not more gold, but both other material that can make you feel just as, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't, you know, make a necklace out of some other material, you know what I'm saying, and get the same vibe as wearing gold, you know what I'm saying, as wearing gold, you know what I mean? And I always thought that was interesting. You know, I'm like, damn, different stones.
It's like, one thing when I make jewelry, I put it to, you gotta set your intentions when you do it too.
Okay.
You know, you gotta set your intentions, just like, you know what I'm saying, I set my intentions when I was meditating. All this stuff, you know what I'm saying? I manifested people coming into my life, you know, that's all that wants to do the same thing. Because you can do the same thing. You can basically do the same thing with these, but, you know what I'm saying? If the intention is not, you know what I'm saying, good while you're making it, then that's going to, it's just going to let off a negative frequency and vibration and stuff like that. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? The gold and, you know what I'm saying, the diamonds and all that stuff is good, but, you know, I work with crystals. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, and you said you've been doing this business for how long now?
Well, I officially got my LLCs for this business it's like 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? I officially set this up, but I've been doing it for almost a year and a half, man.
Okay, okay. So what's the plan for it? What's the plan for it, as in, you know, whether you're going to stay in Fayetteville? I mean, I know you probably ain't got to that far, but like, what you see it as in getting into the older year? What's your plan to have it on?
This business, I'm hoping to help people. You know what I'm saying? Help people heal, you know what I'm saying, mentally, instead of, you know what I'm saying, reaching out to other places, teach people how to, you know what I'm saying, heal themselves. Because, you know, before I started this, I was like very low vibration. I was very low vibration. But not, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really, you know what I'm saying, understand why I was feeling the way I was feeling, or I just didn't know, because I've been going through it for so long, and just, you know what I'm saying, I became immune to it. So, you know what I'm saying, that's my goal, is to help people, you know what I'm saying, really understand, like, why they feel the way they feel, and, you know what I'm saying, basically, you know what I'm saying, change the way people really think,
really. Right, right. This is off the topic, but mm-hmm. I hear you're a Castle player. What you know about that, man?
First of all, I love, like, with all the spiritual stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, I do tarot cards too, so it's like, I'm still learning about that, but you know, I'm improving with my tarot reading. For one, with cards and stuff like that, you know, you can actually do, you know what I'm saying, tarot reading with cards too, right?
These playing cards?
Yeah, with playing cards, you can tarot read. Yeah, but yeah, as far as like cards, you know, I'm the king when it comes to castle. You know what I'm saying? It also associates with like numbers and stuff like that. But yeah, I love playing castle. I'm the king when it comes to yeah, I just won not too long.
If he the king, right? I'm the band ambassador, you feel me? I'm the goddamn I'm the motherfucking Green Reaper.
Told you to start that video so you show people how I be whooping your ass, bro.
You know what I'm saying? For everybody out there that, you know what I'm saying, that plays the game castle, if you don't, you know what I'm saying? Real soon we'll be having a seminar or doing a teaching on how to play the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to have Travis on there to lose a couple times so he can show you, you know, he can show you, you know what I'm saying, how to start getting your ass whooped by a nigga like me. Yo, so what's coming up next, man? Anything you want to tell the people, how to get in touch with you, how to rock with you, you know what I mean?
For now, you know what I'm saying, like I say, this shit is really, you know what I'm saying, fairly new, so I gotta fix up a social media account, you know what I'm saying. I'm not too good with fixing up social media accounts, so I'm gonna find somebody to really do it. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, just hit up my personal account. You can either go to TikTok, that's T-Bomb Seafood. Let me make sure I get this right, because I don't want to get the wrong information. That's Vietnam Seafood. That's FAYETTENOMSEAFOOD. Yeah, you can find some of my work on there. I definitely got to get a social media for all my spiritual stuff. Divine Time and 11-11, like I said.
Fact. Man, it's been an honor, a blessing. We want to dope people out, we've been around. We've been in this shit since goddamn day one, since, you know, grasshoppers, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? We did all types of entrepreneurial shit on this journey, you know what I mean? So, definitely want to see where the trip take you, you know what I mean? And like I said, man, you got anything you want to say? You know, shout out the show.
Just keep a lookout for Divine Time and 11-11. I'll get my stuff up and running soon. Like I say, I'm just starting this stuff, and I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, find somebody to get me right on the social media. I ain't really, you know what I'm saying, too social media-like and stuff. So, yeah, but just hit me up.
And just like that, nigga, bah, 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 we out of here, nigga.
gotta get this money today and just ease on down the road.
Ease on down.
I can't fuck you bitches today. I'm finna ease on down the road.
You're so lame.
I still keep that fire on me while I'm easing down the road.
Ease on down.
All I wanna do is get paid and just ease on down the road. Move out my way, I'm trying to get paid. I ain't got time to sleep, I ain't got time to play. I'm trying to get this money while it's coming my way. Have you ever been broke with nowhere to stay? Everybody eating good, nothing on your plate. Sitting in the corner eating bread, they eating steak. Fuck that, nigga, I'm trying to get these stacks so I can chill on the beach and just relax. Have a couple of drinks with some weed to match. Have a fine ass bitch pulling on them tracks. I ain't never had shit, I'm just trying to come up. And when I make it where I'm going, I bet I won't fuck up. I gotta get this money today and just ease on down the road.
Ease on down.
I can't fuck you bitches today, I'm finna ease on down the road.
Ease on down.
I still keep that fire on me while I'm easing down the road.
Ease on down.
All I wanna do is get paid and just ease on down the road.
Ease on down.
Ease on down.
Boss, you crazy. You're so lame.
Ease on down.